under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this hump day, Wednesday, March 6, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Watching Nikki Haley come out and announce she is suspending her campaign. She said over a year ago when she launched it that she wanted to be the voice of the people so their voices could be heard. I did that, is what she claims. She said that she's always been a conservative Republican. Whatever. Irrelevant. 4-minute speech, she's just walked off the stage. Not taking questions. People there applauding for, it's over. Now right off into the sunset and be irrelevant because there's no way you're ever going to be part of Donald Trump's cabinet. I don't think DeSantis is going to be part of his cabinet. I could be wrong on that. He might ask him. I'm not sure. But a lot of people are pushing either for him or Tim Scott to be his VP pick. Personally, I like Tim Scott a lot, but he's a U.S. Senator. I want a business person, or I want a strong, strong military person that he could trust to be the next president to be elected in 2028. This would be his last 4-year term. Whoever he picks for VP will be the leading candidate in 28. So you, sir, have to be very, very careful as to who you pick to be your vice president. Now, interesting, Ron DeSantis, when he dropped out, immediately endorsed Donald Trump. Nikki Haley suspending her campaign is not going to endorse Donald Trump. So, for that reason alone, Donald Trump will not entertain her being involved in his cabinet, I don't believe, in any way, shape, or form. Now, she did say that Donald Trump, in her opinion, Nikki said, I would hope that he would reach out to my supporters and try to earn their vote. I don't think Donald Trump's going to do that. When you win, you vote for the R or the D. It's that simple. And with her out of the race and now a clear, open race going forward, Donald Trump's the nominee. Like it or not, he's the candidate with the R behind his name. And if Biden stays in the race and earns enough delegates, he'll be the Democrat. And on the first round of balloting, folks, at the national conventions, the delegates are obligated in the first round of voting to vote for the person who won their state. If that's the case, it's a rematch of 2020. And I'm sure Donald Trump can't wait to debate Joe Biden. You want to raise money? Make him pay-per-view. No moderators. Lincoln Douglas-style debates. Going to be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, going to get to your housekeeping here on text messages. John, What city are you from? You texted me. I didn't have you stored in my phone, but I did get your name there on the text. But what city? Your 989 number. Give me a text back on your city. I'll have Cliff Tellini get a hold of you. Pat McCormick texting in. He couldn't see anything on the website regarding a Patriot package. No, they're not listed. That was a radio special offer for a T-shirt, coffee cup, rear window stickers, business cards for a $50 donation on our website, acconservatives.org. We're switching payment processing on the website for yourdefendingfathers.com. We're not using PayPal anymore. We're going to go with a new Christian conservative company. We're going to get them to provide us with a pay link and get set up, and we will have them on the website once we get that link. We're getting rid of PayPal. But for right now, it's the only thing we have to be able to ship you out a Patriot package. So again, just simply go to acconservatives.org, make a donation of $50. We'll know what it's for. In the message box, make sure you put the size of the T-shirt that you need. And that will be another indicator that it is a Patriot package. We'll package up the shirt, the coffee cup, the stickers, the business cards, and ship them out to you. Lenny in Indian River. How about General Michael Flynn for vice president? That's an option. Definitely an option. He'd have to look at what state he resides in and see if it geographically benefits Trump to have him as his vice president. Personally, I'd like to see a strong business person who was involved in getting people elected, a large donor perhaps, that influenced Senate races, U.S. House of Representative races, somebody who's got a business background that can reinforce Donald Trump's business background and very simply divide and conquer. I'll give you a perfect example. You go and negotiate face-to-face. You end the war in Ukraine. Day one, first thing Donald Trump's going to do, I got this from John, what you think Donald Trump should do. Day one, close the border. Bring in troops with guns. You cross our border, you'll be shot. End of story. Get back the resources that Biden disposed of and completely do the border. From one end, from the Pacific Ocean all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Shut it down. We must have a southern border, period. And actually, we need a northern border as well. So it's very simple. You bring in the military. And yes, you tell people, you put it out there, if you attempt to cross our border, you will be shot. We're not going to detain you and feed you and give you a court date. You're not going to come into our country. I don't care if you're looking for political asylum or not. Not going to happen until we build the border. And then we have a process for you applying for entry into our country. Work visa, whatever needs to be done. That's number one. Number two, I'd call up Putin. You're going home today, sir. Shut it down. We will put so many tariffs on your products coming out of Russia, your oil, your natural gas. You're making money off of this war is over because we are going to open up a competing pipeline regarding Europe and we're going to call Canada and we're going to reinstate the Keystone Pipeline. Put that deal back together. We want to export our oil to the shipping capabilities that they have in Canada and across Europe from there, and it's over. We're done. We will become energy dominant. Donald Trump said it last night. We're not going to be energy independent. We're going to be energy dominant. We are going to sell energy to the world. We're going to drop the prices because we are going to drill, baby, drill. We are going to have so much oil production in this country. Price of barrel of oil is going to drop to 30, 40 bucks a barrel. We will absolutely drive prices down worldwide. OPEC will hate us. Too bad. Production is going through the roof. Supplies are going up. Prices are going to drop. We're going to get back to $1.50 a gallon gas. Why? Because Donald Trump said it. His revenge against the Department of Justice and all these prosecutors that have put him through pure hell are going to pay through his success of running the country. EVs are not going to be sold once Donald Trump's back in office. And I can tell you exactly why. The cost of electricity because of the Michigan Public Service Commission is causing electricity to go up. People will not be able to afford to charge their electric vehicles compared to $1.50 a gallon gas. That tax burden, that inflation eating up our dollars. When we go to the gas pump right now and you got to spend a $100 bill to fill up a pickup truck, it's over. It's going to go from 100 to 30, possibly 40 bucks to fill up a pickup. It's extra money in your pocket to buy food, to be able to feed your family. And lastly, after all that's done, I believe Donald Trump is going after all of the bureaucratic agencies in Washington, D.C. If I was president, I would absolutely eliminate the Department of Education. Eliminate it. No more federal dollars coming from Washington to fund the indoctrination centers we know as public schools. Make them compete for dollars like Hillsdale. Let them compete with charter schools. You get your money from Lansing and that's it. Washington dollars are gone. Get rid of completely the leadership currently running the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA. Get rid of all of these people. Christopher Wray would be the first one I would fire on day one. You're fired. Just like he's going to say to Joe Biden, January 20th, next year. Yes, inauguration day. I believe only the second president or maybe the third that won re-election after losing served two terms but not consecutively. I forget who the other one was. Taft, I forget. It's irrelevant. The point is this. He's coming back with a vengeance. And that's what Joe Biden is afraid of. Vengeance, not revenge, but he's going to come back and he's got 4 years to fix the country. And I believe they're going to take back the U.S. Senate and increase the majority in the House. And in doing so, this will be quick. Donald Trump said it last night. We get back in office, this will be done very quickly. when you bring the military down to the border, the southern border, come January 20th of next winter, you send the military down to the border with guns saying, you're not coming in. You get the machines, the material, and the men, the 3Ms, and you go to work and you finish that border wall. That wall goes from the Pacific Ocean in San Diego all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. It's that simple. You're not coming into our country. And then he said last night, massive deportation. Every single one of these illegals, gone. Round them up, put them on planes, and fly them to Mexico. Fly them to most southern South America. Dump them. Get off the plane. You are now Venezuela's problem or whoever. Spread them out. I don't care. Just get them the heck out of this country. Oh, yeah. You see, you did two things wrong. You failed in getting him behind bars. It's not going to work. With him being the nominee, you're not going to put him in jail. Even people have said, they interviewed a couple people yesterday, Super Tuesday. The guy said in November, I will vote for Donald Trump even if he's behind bars. Even if he's in jail, I will vote for him. It's that simple. We've had it. We're taking it back regardless of what the machines do because the numbers are going to be overwhelming. Young people being polled are supporting Trump. Black people up to almost 30% in the recent polling, 30% of blacks in America, nationwide poll, say they're voting for Trump. Folks, that is almost three times the vote that he got in 2020. 10%, it's going to 30. Latinas, Asian people, moms, suburban moms, the ones that sit down at the kitchen table and pay the bills, they're done with this Bidenomics. This is going to be the hugest turnout. This will overwhelm. This will flat out swamp whatever they try to do with the machines. No matter how hard the Democrats tried to cheat, doesn't matter. The numbers are going to swamp them. That's where it's going, folks, and they know it. They absolutely know it's coming, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. Short of Joe Biden, before he gets to the number of delegates to secure the nomination, suspending his campaign and forcing others to step up, well, bring on Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer against Donald Trump. You're talking major leagues versus high schoolers. On the Hour News Break, we'll be right back.